Okay, this is Vanguard Academy Board Meeting, Tuesday, January 14th, 8:11 p.m. We're just coming back into open session from our closed session, so we'll go ahead and do a roll call.
Kim Mangum, Board Member.
Joy Palmer, Board Clerk.
Charles Reynolds, Director.
Darren Jenkins, Board Member.
Grace Mitchell, Board Treasurer.
Scott Kingston, Board Vice Chair.
Reed Barlow, Board Member.
Brent Spencer, Board Member.
Brad Nelson, Board Member.
Eric Freeman, Board Chair. Okay, so from the discussion in the closed session, then we have a motion that we're going to entertain. So I'll let anyone else that was here make that motion.
I'd like to motion that the board approves the interim director position to be interim until the departure of the current director, and then acting director until the end of the school year. During that period, we propose to have a hiring committee for a permanent director's position. And that's about it for that motion.
I'll second.
Okay, so we had the motion. Did you get all that?
So I think I got it. Johnny, read back what I have. Brad motioned that the board approves an interim director position until Charles leaves, and then acting director until the end of the school year. During that period, a committee would be assigned to conduct interviews.
That's it.
And who seconded?
Reed.
Reed, thank you.
Okay, all in favor of creating that interim director position as motioned by Brad, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
And that is unanimous, so we will create that interim director position as motioned by Brad. So next we need to create that committee, but that doesn't have to be done in open meeting. So next we can discuss the individual that is being proposed, and a few of us have to recuse ourselves from the room. So.
We just lost our president, Madam Chair. who's in charge here now?
Probably Kim's
a senior member, so if you want to take charge, Kim.
Okay. Okay, so we have passed around a resume of Jacqueline Kingston, who taught as a teacher at Vanguard for 5 years, and has been a principal for 5 years at Ensign Learning Center. So, any discussion? And that's who has that we've been made aware of that is looking at that could possibly take the position without sending out a request, which will be done by the committee. So then we'll entertain a motion if someone wants to move that we offer Jacqueline.
So Jackie's here. Can we ask her questions before?
We can.
Mm-hmm. So Jackie, right now you're director of the elementary school, right?
Right.
So what, in a director position, what's your experience as far as, what kind of challenges do you see in at Ensign right now?
Well, there are a lot. So
if you had to pick your top two or three.
Top two or three challenges?
And not, maybe not, but yeah, your top two or three.
Top two or three would probably be making sure that our staff and students are a part of the school community, school culture. I wouldn't necessarily say that's a challenge, but probably one of our biggest focuses is having good school community, good school culture, good school spirit. And then on the administrative side of it, then you always have your budgeting and your finances. And this, we have recently gone through the process to become part of the school lunch program, which I've been very involved in. It requires a lot of really close looking at your finances, and also the private school voucher system, which also requires you to look really closely at your finances. And so we've done a lot of that, especially recently, making sure that the money is well managed and goes through the correct processes before it is spent. Another thing I would say is the testing, standardized testing is always a big one. You do everything you can for mastery of content, and then help that mastery of content transfer over to good testers, and that's something that we focus on quite a bit.
I've got to say, I love that you actually talked about people first. Being a project manager and engineer, my mind goes to dollars, right? Are we on budget? And I thought it was really cool that you went to budget second, because you got to have people, and you're producing leaders, right? So I thought that was really cool.
Jackie, are you familiar with the UAPCS? You know, UAPCS? Oh my gosh, I just dangled my own tongue. UAPCS, the Charter Association. Some of the trainings they offer, like one of them is the ACES program, their director of training. Have you heard of that or familiar with that at all?
I have not looked into that.
Okay.
But it's definitely something I'm willing to look into.
Yeah, okay.
Just ask. Joy, she just finished it, right?
Yeah, I've done it. I've actually gone through it more than once because it's changed. I did it 10 years ago, and then I did it about 2 years ago.
Do one of mine?
I don't think I did one of yours. So, because it changes a bit, but I've done a lot of trainings with Wade Flicker. So.
Yeah. Any of Aaron Preston's?
Oh, yeah.
Or scare the crap out of you?
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry. All I had. Ready for a motion?
Yeah, I think we're ready for a motion. If that we propose that we accept her application for interim director until Charles is gone, and then acting director until the end of the school year.
Can I ask just a couple
yes,
of things?
Go ahead.
So, Jackie, do you understand what's being proposed?
I believe so. So interim director until Charles is gone.
Right.
And then acting director until the end of the year. And then there will be a hiring committee, I understand. I would jump in as an applicant during that process and revisit being hired at that point.
Okay.
If somebody else is hired, then there would be a transition period. When would that be, do you think, Charles?
End of school year till beginning of next school year, I guess.
Yeah.
So Charles is in every county.
I would say, as we discuss this, our hope would be that this is a permanent position.
Right.
Right.
That would be my hope as well.
Yeah. I just wanted you to know that our intent wasn't to, put a Band-Aid on something and then, wait to replace. It's not.
Acknowledging that there would be a time period of training if there was somebody else in that position.
Mm-hmm.
So that'd take place during the summer. Okay, so any other questions, Reed?
No.
Brad?
Thank you.
Brad? Okay, then we'll entertain a motion on approving the director to...
I'll make the motion. I would motion that we offer the position of interim, then acting director to Jackie Kingston, subject to the offer of salary, because we haven't talked about that, but that's part of that. But then the one recommendation we would like to make as a board, as part of the motion, is that you consider taking the UAPCS ACES training along with your other studies. I think that would go a long ways.
Okay, we have a motion by Brad and a second by Brent. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, it's unanimous. Okay.
We can get them back in.
I need to bring them back in. Thanks, Jackie.
Yeah, thanks, Jackie.
Good luck.
Oh, you don't know the half of it. You talk about drinking from a fire hose. Oh, yeah.
Okay, we had some discussion with Jackie, and a motion was made and seconded and approved to offer her the job as interim and then acting.
Okay.
With the condition that she agreed to sign up to take the UACP.
It's not a condition, it's a recommendation. A
recommendation that she sign up and take the UACP.
UAPCS.
See, it is a tongue twister.
UACPS.
I'm not even trying.
Yeah.
PCS.
That was their
PCS.
Board chair.
Public
for a while.
Charge. Okay. Say.
Okay, so that concludes all of the agenda items. So we'll entertain a motion to adjourn tonight's meeting.
I motion to adjourn.
I second that motion.
A motion from Darren to adjourn, second from Grace. All in favor, say aye.
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 It's unanimous, so meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
8:23 p.m.
Yes, 8:23 p.m.